This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. Let's talk about local podcast meetups. One of the best things that you can do to become a better podcaster is get connected with other podcasters. And the best way to do that is via a local podcast meetup. It's not just once a year, like a national podcasting conference. You can meet far more often, every month, every week, however often you want to meet. I'm a member of a local podcast group called Nashville Podcasters. If you're interested in that, search for Nashville Podcasters on Facebook. You will find us. If you're in a community that does not have a local podcast to meet up, I'm going to give you some tips on how to start one up. The first, find a central location that's easy to get to. If you want people to take it seriously, you need to take it seriously. I suggest a quiet place. Don't do it at like Dave and Buster's or a dance club or a concert venue, something where there's a lot of noise. Find a place where people can talk to each other. Co-working spaces are great. Many will offer space for free, especially if you've got business people coming in because they want to be exposed to those business people. Libraries. They'll often have meeting rooms that are either available for free or for a low fee. When you're setting your meetings up, meet the same time and the same day each month. For example, the first Monday of the month at 6 p.m. And if you want people from the city, the location you pick needs to be in the city. People in the city do not go to the suburbs. People in the suburbs come to the city. So unless people from the suburbs are the only people that you want to attend your meetings, you need to do something in the city. In addition to a specific focus, you could do something general for podcasters, people who are creating podcasts. That's fairly specific, but you could talk about recording techniques and the technical element of podcasting. You could talk about podcast marketing. You could talk about podcast scheduling. You could talk about interview skills and hosting skills. You could get more specific. I think the important thing here, and this is the reason that I bring this up, is that you want to have an agenda. You want people to be able to come and, just like your podcast, have the beginning, the meaty middle, and an end that ties everything together and leaves them with a complete experience. What you don't want to have is just loose networking. Loose networking never attracts quality people. You know who it attracts? It attracts real estate agents who are looking for new clients. It attracts multi-level marketing people. They want to sell you on their latest pills, potions, and lotions. It attracts attorneys and other service providers who are looking to build their clientele. Don't do loose networking. Have something specific and have an agenda. People want to know what they're getting into. Something else you might want to do is have expert speakers. This group that I'm a part of, Nashville Podcasters, that's what we do every month. We've got an expert who comes and speaks. You need to consider this. You may be one of these people, so maybe you already have considered it. But some people are nervous when they go into a situation and there are a lot of people there. They don't like the networking aspect of things, especially podcasters. That's what I found. A lot of them are super introverted. They're not good in crowds. They'd rather be alone, just them and a microphone, talking into the tape recorder. If you're looking to get a group like that, it's good for you to have a presenter, because it gives somebody a chance to sit there, be quiet, and take in information. It also is a great way to stimulate discussion after the fact, so you don't get into those weird networking scenarios where everybody's passing out cards or samples of their multi-level vitamin gummy bears. Think about it. It's really that easy. Setting the location, coming up with a date and time, something you can be consistent with every month, using a service like meetup.com to get the word out about it. It's going to take you 3 or 4 months to get things going, but once it goes, you've got the expert guests, you've got the agenda that you stick to, you've got the value that you're delivering every single time with a message that people can walk away from and turn into something actionable. If you've got that, your meetup will grow. I'm here every day. That's why the podcast is called Big Podcast Daily. And if you go to Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and you search for Big Podcast Daily, you'll be able to hit the subscribe button. Every episode that I do will come directly to you. It is free, every one of them, with a tip for how to grow your podcast, get better audience engagement, and grow a big podcast. I've got a newsletter. It's at bigpodcast.com. I would love to have you on it. I'd love you to be part of this community that I'm creating. Community of podcasters who are serious about podcasting, who want to deliver value, who want to be better hosts, who want engagement, who want money, and they've got a message to spread. If that sounds like you, join me. Bigpodcast.com. The newsletter is free. The podcast is free. Love you to be part of it. And I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of Big Podcast Daily.